It's also a big weekend for the folks in the Cowboys organization. They officially moved out of Valley Ranch. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about all those years at that facility is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. Tired?
Oh, yeah. You know, due to a lack of good planning, U-Haul only had one 19-foot truck. And Roosevelt and I have made about 73 trips so far, and we've only gotten about half the stuff. So
I would think you'd have a much bigger truck than that to move things out of Valley Ranch.
Well, I'm pissed because I ordered all the players to show up and help us move the couches and stuff, and no one showed up, and I'd already ordered 120 pizzas to feed everyone. Pissed me off, but Wade actually showed up in a tank top, and he's been helping out, so that was nice.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, I guess his email address must have still been in the system when I sent out the blast about him needing help, and he showed up, so that's pretty cool.
We're cool.
Just now clearing out the orchestra pit. Hold on a second. Hey, Steven, make sure you get that glockenspiel. That's a precious item to me. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Y'all have an orchestra pit out there? I never saw that.
Yeah, we hardly ever used it, but every once in a while, a couple of them defensive guys would get in there on the tubas and the big old drums, and they'd play a few songs.
Wow. Interesting.
Well, moving is a whipping, isn't it?
It's a whipping, but it is exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad to get out of Valley Ranch, I tell you.
Yeah? Why is that?
Well, just out from under the ghost of Tom Landry's. you know, he's the one who was preventing me from GMing real hard and winning a bunch of football World Series. And
mm-hmm. Well, you won quite a few there in the early days, Valley Ranch.
Well, won three. But I think this new place, when we get in that Death Star 2.0, we're going to reel off about 14 Super Bowl wins before Romo retires.
Wow. That's all it's going to take, just to move to a new facility.
New facilities. Yes, right. And when I'm buried under that star at the stadium, mm-hmm. I'm going to have 7 additional hobo fingers sewed onto my hands so I can wear all my Super Bowl rings.
Wow. You're predicting big things.
Yeah. And I like a fresh start. That's what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh start. I'm leaving behind all the bad stuff, the mm-hmm. frustration, disorganization, Jerry Jr.
You're leaving him there?
Leaving him there. We locked him into an interior room, and hopefully he won't gnaw his way out. And I think that'll give us the best chance for success, because it's hard GMing with a little one under your feet like that all the time.
Well, he's not little.
Isn't he 50?
He's 50, but he still likes to get his crayons and get up under my desk and color.
I guess I could see how that'd be distracting.
Very distracting. And I'm always having to take breaks from GMing to go get him some goldfish or a new Capri Suns or something like that.
I would think he could get those items himself.
I would, too. But he's always making me do it, and his mama don't control him. And so he's just gotten a little spoiled, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But his mama even made me build him a big play center in the new Death Star.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's got bounce houses and SpongeBobs and Yodas and stuff.
That'll keep him busy.
You need to outsource all that. You can't be taking care of him.
I do, as a matter of fact. But as soon as we get all this stuff moved over there, I got to get in there. And I didn't quite finish the sheetrock at the new place, so I got to get up on them stilts and do some tape bed and texture.
I can't believe you're doing that.
Well, you know, the problem is these contractors that I use, they just weren't good. I used a guy named Randy Cody.
Oh, no, we know him.
Yeah, we know that guy.
Last time I used him. Don't use him.
I didn't know you knew how to do all that stuff. You're a do-it-yourselfer, huh?
Well, I had to learn out of a book. So I'm learning as I go along, and because it's out of a book, I didn't know how to read, so I had to learn how to read and then learn how to sheetrock. That's the way it used to go.
What time you have to have the U-Haul truck back by today?
Well, the problem is we're already over on mileage. That one is supposed to be $19.95 a day.
Yeah.
But I swear this thing's going to end up costing me over $1,000 a day due to mileage and wear and tear.
You know, maybe you doing all this work is a good distraction from all the memories you're leaving behind, like Jimmy Jump Up and Troy and Emmett and Michael and all the glory days.
Ah, the glory days. I tell you, my favorite Valley Ranch memory was this one time when I called Wade into the office. And I remember I was hiding behind the door when he walked through that door and started foraging on the chips I had scattered on the floor. And I hit him over the head with a shovel. And he laid there, and he was bleeding out. And I was thinking we were going to turn the organization around. And then he got up, and he looked at me in the eye, and he said, "Jerry, you got any burgers to go with them chips?" He didn't even notice.
And you knew you were going to have to fire him the old-fashioned way.
And I knew I was going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. Isn't that a funny story?
That's hilarious.
That's
funny.
I appreciate all the support you guys have given us, and I'm going to invite y'all down for a big housewarming.
Oh, at the Star. Okay, we'll
at
look forward to that.
Star.
All right.
That's right. Y'all come on down there. We got everything you need to win at football. Victoria's Secret and Mika Sener and Timmy Johns.
All right. We'll see you. That's Jerry, I guess, from Valley Ranch or the Frisco. Not sure.